This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
We've been joined by Professor Andy Fabian, President of the Royal Astronomical Society. Could you start by explaining a little bit about these national astronomy meetings and why they're so important to the community?
Okay, well, they started in the 1990s, and whilst the RAS has the overall responsibility for them, they pass around different universities each year, and they provide a focus and a means for everybody to come together. And what's particularly noticeable is how many young people come along. And this time there's nearly 1,100 people at NAM, because it's also done jointly with the European Astronomical Society. And it's about two-thirds from the UK, one-third from outside.
So when was the last time this joint European meeting was held in the UK?
I understand it was about 15 years ago, a long time ago. So this is almost new for us, and it's working very well. I think the quality of the talks is very high. Lots of interesting parallel sessions, lots of interesting things going on, lots of people talking to each other, which I think is very good.
Is there any significance for the location this year at Hertfordshire?
I think they're doing a great job. As for the significance of the location, I think it's perhaps rather central. It's easy to get to, but we'll see with Glasgow next year.
Most members of the Royal Astronomical Society are professional astronomers, but last year the previous president mentioned that a friend scheme might be implemented for members of the public to join. Is this something that's happened?
Yes, it's called Friends of the RAS. I would, before going on, actually say that I think it's not 1,000, but maybe 600 of our members are actually amateur astronomers. So whilst we really want the RAS to be the society for professional astronomers, it's possible for keen amateurs to join the RAS. Not all people who are interested in astronomy want to pay the dues to become a fellow of the RAS, but that's why we've introduced the Friends, which is a way of getting connected with it. And we would like that to spread, because it's something that lots of people are interested in, and to have a way in which they can get to read and find out what's going on at first hand, even perhaps organise events, local events around the country, could be very, very good.
With being over 1,000 attendees this year, has there been any difficulties with the actual organisation of the event?
I think you're going to have to ask the people who organised it. I, as an outsider, are coming into it. I think they've done a great job.
Could you share some of your highlights from this meeting with us? Things that you're looking forward to, or maybe talks that you've been to so far?
Well, I particularly enjoyed listening to Michel Mayor talk about extrasolar planets, the way in which that whilst many of the ones found so far have a mass around 1,000 times the mass of the Earth, namely Jupiter mass, they're now finding a peak emerging at around 10 times the mass of the Earth, and possibly indicating there are many, many planets the mass of the Earth. I think that's really exciting. There's been very interesting talks. I've been going to the X-ray astronomy sessions, and they've been very good. And there was a very nice talk as well this morning about galaxies at redshift 2. So I think there's lots of exciting things going on, with lots of missions, space missions, lots of large telescopes. Tim Dazieu from the European Southern Observatory was telling us about how, you know, they're going to build a 42-metre diameter optical telescope. I'm sure from Jodrell you know about eMerlin coming online next month. I believe it's slightly delayed, but Herschel and Planck are being launched. There's going to be the Hubble servicing mission. It's a fantastic time to be an astronomer.
With funding cuts to many projects and in the current economic crisis, do you think astronomers in the UK still have a bright future ahead of them?
I think from the science point of view, it's very good to be an astronomer. From the point of view of funding, we're actually in a very difficult situation. And let's see what happens on Thursday when we get to talk with the people from the Science and Technology Facilities Council who provide the funding. And we'll see what happens there. There's going to be a community discussion that I have to chair, where Keith Mason, the chief executive, is going to answer questions from our community. But I would remind you that we had the science minister, Lord Drayson, to open the NAM, the JNAM, and he had lots of very nice positive things to say about us as a community, also about astronomy, the way it inspires young people, people of all ages, to have an interest in science and do science. I think if we're going to make a scientifically literate society, which is what governments aim to do, astronomy plays a big role in that.
Indeed, I think we all agree on that one. Thank you for taking the time out to talk to us.